We're still talking trees in here, but it's time for the open line hour here at Rosie on the House. That's anything and everything you, the Arizona homeowner, wants to talk to about your house, home, castle, or cabin, excluding trees and plants. That's for the 8 o'clock hour. This is questions on the home or water and power lines leading up to the home or concrete patios, stuff like that.
You don't want to ask Rosie.
This is building material hour.
Questions about your plants or trees.
And we already have Bernie who wants to talk about his roof at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text into 411-923 or email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Boy, it's been busy.
It's a complicated.
Busy. Busy week. It's like crazy out there right now. Everybody wants to remodel.
You know,
it's nuts-a-wacko again.
All of our partners across the state, which is very unusual for an election year, but
yeah.
Nobody can explain it, but nobody's complaining.
Is this an election year or a comedy hour?
Right.
Oh,
maybe that's the thing. It doesn't feel like
nobody's,
an election.
Nobody's taking it serious. Yeah, but in all my election years that I've survived, presidential election years are not particularly good business years for remodelers. But we're taking multiple calls an hour on some periods of last week. It was absolutely unbelievable, and it's got so busy, Romy, that you may know or you may not know, because Romy kind of runs the whole radio production side of the company, and I kind of run the remodeling side of the company. But we had someone reach out to us from Chandler a couple weeks ago who needed some patio post replace. And, you know, I said, man, that's really kind of a little bit outside of our range. But I tell you,
geographically, skill-wise.
Right, geographically, because we do kind of run a small little company. I said, look, if you can send me some pictures, maybe I can kind of coach you along on what to do. He sent me some pictures, and I said, well, this is what needs to be done. And he said, well, why don't you just come down here and do it for me? He said, tell me how much you would charge. And I said, well, I've never bid a job over the internet looking at pictures, but I think it would run about this. And he said, okay, when can you do it? So we sent Donnie down there with picked the material up at Helt Lumber and drove down there and swapped those posts out, painted them, put them in place. We were done in about three and a half hours. So I'm going to start bidding a lot of my handyman smaller jobs. If people will just send me pictures, and then I'll call them back and I'll say, okay, I need one more picture of this. I need one more picture of that. If you'll help me out, I can help you out. We can show up on the job with everything we need. I mean, this eliminates one person's job.
Because you and are not having to drive around to estimate the job.
Absolutely.
For these little nitpick things you don't have time to chase your tail on. Well, now,
this was great.
You're saving the homeowner
money
as well, because you're not having to charge for that estimate.
Absolutely. You know, and not only are we busy answering the phones and running all over town, but the emails are just like lighting up.
You know what you are going to have to do? You're still going to have to charge for a proposal. Because now what people are going to do is they're just going to send you emails asking for a proposal so they can get the spec material list for free to go pick up.
Yeah, this is the right way to do it. This is Rosie Wright, but that's all right. We do a lot of that as well. I mean, I've met with several people just in the last couple of weeks where you have to meet them and you sit with them and you talk through what they're trying to get done and what they want to do, and you start talking budgets and what the actual cost is going to be of a project like that. Just day before yesterday, I get an email from Woody, and here it is. We will likely need to have my mother-in-law live with us in the near future. The house we have now isn't set up for that. We have a large lot with room for an addition. I'm wondering roughly what the cost per square foot of adding single story is compared with going up and adding a second story. Also, we'll need some additional garage space. I don't want to use up a bunch of your time right now, but we'll probably end up doing something this summer or fall. Haven't had much luck looking at homes in the areas that are set up the way we want it. What do you think? Okay, so I answer him and I say, mother-in-law suites and detached guest quarters are running $350 to $500 a square foot. And see, I know as I'm typing that, when I hit send, he's going to choke. I already know that. I say most of these that we are doing right now tend to be about the size of a double garage, 400 square feet. It includes a bedroom, a bathroom, a kitchenette, and a breakfast sitting area. We usually have to upgrade the existing home's electrical service panel. So much depends on what materials, what amenities, and what finishes are selected. The industry now has a name for houses like this. They call them next gen, G-E-N, next gen homes, where two generations are living together. Response. Wow. I had to do a double take on those numbers. This area will those kind of numbers will never make sense on this house. We're already the biggest house on the biggest lot in the neighborhood. Thanks anyway. Adios. So I wrote him back and I said, look, I do a double take on every single estimate I give. When I started in this field, we were building pretty nice semi-custom homes for $30 a square foot. A 2,000 square foot home, semi-custom, we were building them for $60,000. So I took him through what does that 400 square feet at $300 a square foot is $120,000. And I said, look, let me break it down for you. The $120,000 number breaks down like this. One-third of it is material. You got concrete for $5,000, framing $7,000, insulation $1,000, drywall $2,000, cabinets $4,000, countertops $2,000, appliance $1,000, plumbing fixtures $2,000, lighting and electrical is about $4,000, roofing's $2,000, painting's $2,000, stucco is about $3,000, air conditioning is about $5,000. Now there's $40,000 in material, okay? Well, it takes another $40,000 to install all that. So now you're at $80,000. And then if you hire a general contractor, it takes about another third to pay for the permits and the drawings and the insurance and the supervision and the overhead and the profit. So he did write back and he says, well, now I feel old, but broken down, it does seem to make sense. The good old days of $30 a square foot. So we're flooded with this kind of information all the time at rosieonthehouse.com. We do run a little handyman and home remodeling. We just finished converting a carport to a garage for a school teacher in Scottsdale. We're getting ready to do a little art studio out in Rio Verde.
The art studio?
Yeah, and we just finished a master bathroom remodel in Scottsdale Ranch. So, and we're looking at, I mean, I'm gone this week, but I think I have like 9 appointments the following week. So it's busy right now. Jennifer said the other day, you know, we're not only burning candles at both ends, we're burning it in the middle too. So. All right. So it's a phone in question and answer show. 9 o'clock. We take whatever project you're trying to tackle and we give you the answers and the guidance you need. At 10 o'clock, we have a special expert coming in, Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design and Air Conditioning, coming in to talk about a mini split. We've been evap cooling garages for 25 years. You can air condition your garage for less money than you can evap cool it. And you've got a room that can't get cool, mini splits. Highest efficiency air conditioner made on the planet, mini splits. We're going to talk about the pros and the cons of mini split air conditioning at 10 o'clock. But right now, why don't we get to the phones and take them in the order in which they came. We've got Bernie and Chuck and Jeff and an open line for you. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a roofing question.
Okie doke.
It's on a patio. The a tar paper type material that's on the top of the roof, it's a slanted roof. It's got white granules on it. Don't know what it's called. Okay. But as it runs up to the vertical wall of the house and it makes that transition straight up, it slumped and created gaps on the long edge of this paper, which leaks and is messing up the paint underneath at the top of the overhang. So what's the best way to to patch that?
And Bernie, this patio was built on after the house was built?
No, it was constructed with the house, when the house was built.
Was it really? Has it been re-roofed?
No.
How old is the house?
15 years.
You know, as I take these calls and you're describing it to me, I presumptively just jumped to the conclusion. I know exactly what the problem is. This is a patio that was added on, and they didn't do a flashing up high enough on the three-tab shingles. But the fact that it's all original, the only thing I can surmise is that they didn't lay the undersheet underneath the three-tab shingles. It's three-tab shingles on the rest of the roof?
Bear with me a second. No, it's
concrete tile.
Clay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so it's a clay tile roof?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the slumping is a peculiar problem. Unless it's been getting wet for 15 years and we're actually losing the integrity of the plywood roof deck material, I don't know why else it would be slumping. Yeah. What we're going to have to do, Bernie, is we have to get on top of that roof and we have to lift the clay tile. And we have to lift it up to about 2 or 3 feet above where the patio ties into it.
Time out. I didn't describe it properly. This goes up to, I guess, flashing. It's a stucco wall.
The patio.
So there's no tile in the area.
The patio bolts up against a stucco wall.
Correct.
Okay. Well, then we didn't flash our rim joist, our ledger properly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's actually going to be a much easier fix, and we're just going to need to get up there and lift the roof, that top foot and a half. And we may just have to get in there and flash it, caulk it, and get back in there. The roofing material you were describing is just conventional rolled roofing, top sheet, cap sheet. And it's pretty easy to fix. So that won't be a very hard problem. The only question I didn't get out of him is how high off the ground it is. But again, Bernie, that's something if we could take a couple pictures and find out where you are in town. I could probably put a little estimate together in the office and send a guy out with everything he needs in the back of his truck. Just get it taken care of. When we get back, we're going to go down to Tucson and talk to Chuck as well, Jeff in Surprise.